The Prime Minister is ramping up the Coalition's campaign for re-election in a speech today at the National Press Club, spelling out a range of threats to Australian safety and security. From the family home to international conflict, Scott Morrison will pledge his side of politics can offer greater protection. But it's border protection that's at the heart of the security battle between the Coalition and Labor. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
The Parliament is returning, the election is nearing, and already the campaigning is centre stage. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will step into the spotlight at the National Press Club today and spell out the threats the Coalition sees to the safety and security of Australians. He'll point to tensions between global superpowers and radical Islamic terrorism, but also natural disasters, online predators, cyberbullying and drug abuse. The Liberal and National parties have long campaigned on the basis they are better at handling security than Labor. Now that will be framed to encompass personal safety. As part of the pitch, the Coalition will promise $78 million to help victims of domestic violence, most of it to fund new or expanded crisis accommodation. The Minister for Families and Social Services, Paul Fletcher.
Safety and security for women is, of course, extremely important, and it's certainly a priority for the Coalition.
But the crux of the Coalition's focus on safety and security is border protection. The Parliament will resume sitting tomorrow for the first time this year. The House of Representatives will have to vote on amendments to a bill that would change arrangements for medical treatment of asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island. It would mean two doctors could recommend an asylum seeker be transferred to Australia for treatment. The Home Affairs Minister could deny it if they believe it's unnecessary or could compromise national security. That would be reviewed by an independent panel of health experts, but the minister would retain discretion to deny someone entry on security grounds. Labor MP Pat Conroy.
This does not weaken border security. This provides a humane treatment to fellow humans.
Labor's position is that the minister has the final say, given a medical transfer can be denied on security grounds which are broad-ranging. The Coalition position is that the minister needs the final say in any circumstances to ensure public safety. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, will be briefed by the Department of Home Affairs today. Caucus will meet too. If Labor is to shift its position, this will be the time to do it. After flying into Canberra last night, some Labor MPs were circumspect.
I will discuss it tomorrow, tomorrow and Tuesday, and make our minds up about what we're going to do about it.
I think we'll adopt a very sensible policy in this area.
You know, there's a little bit of a way to go on these issues yet.
When it comes to border protection, both policy and political strategy are at stake.
Melissa Clark reporting there.